Dave and Doreen, the Morning KLH.
You want to get a hold of the show, there's plenty of ways to do it. You want to run it down?
Yep. You can call us, 414-799-1965. That is also the number you can text us to. And you can email us, mornings@wklh.com. Facebook messaging works as well.
We got a lot for you, Doreen.
Okay.
Good morning, Doreen. This is from Kim. Can you share your list of new encounters for 2023? I turned 60 this year, and I want to try 60 new things for 2024. Your adventurous spirit is trickling down to others. Best regards, Kim.
Yes, I can. I have to find it, though. I have it saved on my computer, so I will forward that to you.
Okay. You probably need a list of, well, you probably have a list of the stuff you've done this year as well, right?
I do, yeah.
Doreen, this is from Pat in Newburgh. Love the morning show, listening to all of your adventures and trying something for the first time. Have you ever been bird watching? I've been doing it for many years, and last year I joined the Bald Eagle Nest Watch Program, which is a part of the Madison, Audubon, and Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance. We monitor the nest during nesting season to see if it's successful, and we keep an eye on the eagle population. If you'd be interested in observing the nest with me, just 1 hour on a Saturday or Sunday morning, once school is out, I can go anytime. And she has her information right there.
Okay.
So there you go.
I mean, I'm not a fan of birds. However, I would do this. Yeah.
I think so.
Pair of binoculars at a distance?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. I can watch. Sure.
This is from Facebook. I have one for Doreen Discovers. How about an Amphicar cruise on Pewaukee Lake? Check us out on Facebook. Pewaukee Lake Amphicar. Is that how you say it?
No, Amphicar? It's an amphibian car, but okay. I don't know if that's what it's called.
Amphicar? It's like one word. A-M-P-H-I-C-A-R. Right. Amphicar Adventures. We do benefits with the car. Send a message if you're interested. Chance of a lifetime.
I am interested. I've seen this on Tishigan, one of these. I wonder if this is the same one, but this is Pewaukee, but that's, yeah. Okay. Fun.
All right. Dave, yesterday you said the Dave Matthews Band was the top vote getter among fans for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Does this mean they're automatically in as a Dave Matthews Band fan? I'm hoping so. All right. So here's a fun fact for you.
Yeah.
Since the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame started doing online fan voting in 2012, the number one vote getter has been inducted every year except for once. And that was in 2020 when the Dave Matthews Band was number one in the votes. So they were the leading vote getter in 2020. They didn't make it in. So the top vote getters this year, Dave Matthews, number one, Peter Frampton, Foreigner, Ozzy, Cher, Lenny Kravitz, and Kool and the Gang. And that will be announced on Sunday.
Right, during American Idol.
Yeah, with Ryan Seacrest.
Right after the break.
Yeah, right.
Carol wrote in and said, your story about the guy, quote, having relations with the elderly lady's Toyota Avalon reminded me of a similar situation. Take that in for a second.
Yeah.
We had a story about a guy, was a clip, who apparently had been having relations with this Toyota Avalon, and this woman heard it, and she thought, yeah, I know about this. I've seen this. Oh. Carol wrote in and said, at our previous home, the neighbors across the street had a full-size van, and occasionally a guy walking down the street would get up close and friendly with it. We told the neighbors, we called the police. The police were familiar with the situation. They warned the guy to stay away. Apparently, that was his fetish.
Okay, that...
Always entertaining, and that's from Carol.
I wonder if they ever called the cops on him.
They just did, but they knew about him.
Oh, so it's the same guy?
Same guy.
Oh, I thought it was a different guy.
No, the same guy's fetish. He was in love with that van.
What was he doing? Going up and fondling the hubcaps?
I don't know what he does. I don't know what that's all about. Remember that, is that show still on, My Strange Addiction? Where those people would
eat
things
couch
and
cushions
they had weird
and stuff.
Fetishes.
Yeah. I don't know. That was on TLC or Discovery.
Andy writes in, good morning, guys. I got a smile out of your first 45 you ever bought segment. It took me all the way back to the late 60s. I saved up 85 cents to buy Chick-A-Boom by Daddy Dewdrop.
Wow.
Good times. Love your show. Peace, Andy. And this guy, very funny guy, Dan wrote in. I need some special music for this one. Here we go. Dan wrote in and said, Dave, I love when you do shower thoughts. And the other day I was on a job site and I got a shower thought and here it is. Keep up the great work, Dan. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
This is from Dan and it's good. really good. Sawdust is man glitter.